Yeah, my dad's got one ball.
He had testicular cancer?
No, one didn't drop.
Really?
Yes.
But is it a full-size bag?
I have never looked at it.
Can I see your bag just real quick? Can I hold your bag?
That's a great game show for me. Can I hold your bag?
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Came back and you came out of it is when... What happened on your trip?
So I had a Pac-Man. It was like I was in the video game Pac-Man, and there was geometric shapes, and it was all yellow and black and white. And I had these glorious visions of our family and how much I loved you.
Well, we should add that our oldest, Ellis, is obsessed with Pac-Man. So like that's all that's been talked about in our house for weeks. He wakes up in the morning. He's like, "What if Pac-Man were to eat a ghost that was like huge?" And you're like, "What the fuck?" Like all day, he's just asking you the hypothetical Pac-Man scenarios. All day, he's like, "Can I get like a Pac-Man toy or something, man?" I'm like, "Yeah, okay, sure, man." It's all Pac-Man.
So the whole time I'm tripping balls and I'm having these like great visions and the spiritual awakening about motherhood and my mother and the nature of life. And I wake up and I'm in tears. Yes. I'm so ecstatically happy and I'm holding your hand and I'm like, "Babe, I love you so much. I'm like, thank you for giving me our sons. I love you. I love Pac-Man." It's like out of my fucking mind.
You were very emotional. You were like, I saw our children and you, and then you go, and Pac-Man was there. I was like, okay.
Even the doctor was like, "So you're into Pac-Man, huh?"
Yeah. By the way, the hospital was the only place that didn't question stair falling. They were like, "What happened?" Like, she fell down the stairs, and they're like, "Oh yeah, that happens all the time. People fall down." They're like, "That's all we see here is people that fall downstairs."
Yeah. Well, no.
And they're like, "Even if she didn't fall, we get it, you know." And I was like, "Yeah." I know what you mean, man.
But they're nice because they were like, "We don't normally see nice people like you."
Yeah.
Remember? The guy was like, "You see like homeless people. They don't thank us."
Yeah.
Because I thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, I didn't tell you the guy, the nurse, when I was on ketamine, he goes, "You were so cute when you were having your trip." He's like, "You were just laying there like this smiling." He goes, "Most people have their eyes open and are terrified and screaming." And I was like, "Why do they give?" I go, "Well, then why do you give this shit to people?"
Yeah, because like, you disassociate.
Yeah, we don't want you to remember it or whatever.
Yeah, so they disassociate with the ketamine, and then they give you the propofol for the pain. And he's like, "You won't remember that we put your bone back in a joint." Yeah.
You didn't get that when this happened to you, right? They didn't give you anything, or did they?
Well, mine was a little different because they didn't give me anything for – they gave me pain, a lot of pain, so they didn't have me disassociate for – resetting anything, because it really wasn't, you know, they just set the arm kind of temporarily and then they're like, "We're just going to operate, you know." So yeah, for operation they just, you know, obviously just put me out.
Yeah,
although I do love that sleep. That surgery sleep when they're like, "We're putting you under," I'm like, "I will see you in the PM, brother." Yeah.
It's good. The only thing that's not cool is when you wake up out of surgery and then they're like, "Here, eat some crackers. You ready to get on crutches? Here, let me show you how to use crutches." And I've got this boot And I'm like, dude, I'm going to throw up. First of all, you're so queasy.
It's so crazy.
They're out of it. And they're like, we're going to teach you how to walk on sticks right now.
It's like deja vu though, right? Because, you know, I'm 6 months post injury and surgery. I still have, you know, things that like I have, I'm doing much better, right? So I'm up and about. I can live a pretty normal life, but I still have rehab things to do. I still have things that need to improve in both the leg and the arm. But it's like I'm back there and I'm seeing her from like stage one. And then the PTs come in. They're like, here's how you use crutches. Here's how. I'm like, oh, man, this is all right back. The good thing was that nothing fazed me. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we get home and I was just like Nurse Tom immediately, right? Just
you
like
are the best.
I was like, let's elevate you. Let's put ice here. What do you need on your bedside? Like, get this all. Here's your meds. This is when you take it. And, you know, it all felt like, I feel like if it would have been at it, I would have been like, I don't know what to do. But now it just feels totally normal. I might open a second business.
You were the best nurse, I have to say, the absolute best nurse. And I think watching you go through this really prepared me. And your experience was so much more horrendous because your care was so bad too. Like, you had such a bad experience. But I really think that having watched you go through it is what kept me calm and chill and why I'm in such good spirits now. Because yeah. I'm like, oh.
Did you know how much worse it can be?
Yeah. And I have so much more sympathy for what you went through. And like, I can't even imagine breaking my arm and my leg at the same time. Like, I get to ride around in my scoot, which is like changing my life right now. You didn't even get a scoot. You couldn't even take a shit, you know, by yourself.
See, overall, become like, now you also understand like the, at least partially, like the emotional ride too, right? Wow. And like how it's so, you end up being filled with gratitude and it's humbling and it's eye awake opening and you look at life differently. And you might even come out of this like wanting to eat my scrum, you know?
I don't think I'm having the same experience as you. I think I'm really just enjoying the rest and being pampered. And all in all, it's been a pretty positive experience for me. So can I tell you the one advantage?
Don't be stingy.
What?
One, the only advantage you had over my injuries with your injuries. The only thing is that you got to piss in bed.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that bums me out is I have to put the boot on, get on the scoot or crutches, and then go to up. That sucks.
And all you do is pound fluid.
No.
All day. You're just like, especially when you're at first immobile, like you're in bed, you're just sitting there. You're just like, like a gallon of water in bed. So yeah, holding that urinal, you just sit there and piss. And yeah, that was great. But I would don't forget, I would spill piss on myself and that would be a whole thing. And they'd be like, oh, we got to change everything. You just pissed all over the bed.
You know what I think about too, is when you're like, when people are like 420, I can get high now. Like, so many people to me have been like, at least you get those awesome drugs. At least you get those. And I'm like, yeah, but I'd rather walk than take awesome drugs.
Like, yeah. That was my favorite too, is when people were like, yeah, but you made money on that New Year's live show of your injury. I'm like, oh, yeah? Do you want me to sign you up? I'll break your fucking arm in half and snap your... And then I'll give you a check. Does that sound fun?
Not worth it, guys.
Dude, the money's not worth it, bro.
No.
Of course not.
I'd rather have my body attacked and not get high on hydrocodone.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you got pills? That's worth it. What?
Well, I was scared when they prescribed me oxycodone.
Oh my god! No. You're so like, it's so funny to hear, like, you're such like a nervous Nancy. You're like, am I gonna be on the streets if I take one of these? Just addicted.
No, because I'm afraid of, like, I don't want to get addicted to them. You know,
I know
it's fine. I just drink whiskey. It's good.
So wait, I'll say it hasn't been long, but you've progressed amazingly in a really short period of time. So now you are, you know, you're moving around. Like, you know, the first couple of days I would walk with you every time you stood up, whether to the bathroom, anywhere you wanted to go. I just walked with you. You use your crutches on your own. You use your scoot on your own. You're doing a lot of things in the house. Like, are you feeling better?
Yeah, much better. Because I had surgery on Monday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's now Monday. It's been exactly 1 week.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to, like, I get tired really easily. Like, after this, I'll fucking crash for sure.
Sure.
Scoot Scoot is just giving me life. I don't want to show you guys now because I want to properly decorate it and stuff, and then I'll reveal my Scoot Scoot.
Mm-hmm.
That thing is so great, and it's just yeah, I feel better. I'm happy.
Good.
I'm chilling with my kids, man. Doesn't get any better, you know.
Good.
Watching TV. I'm hashtag blessed. I'm all good. It's all great. Good for now.
Well, I'm glad that you're recovering well, and you know, it was. Another just huge surprise, but you know, we'll push through it, and I'm glad you're doing well. I'm glad I was there. I'm glad I was home and not on the road.
That would have been
some shit. You'd have to.
What would I have done?
You'd have been yelling to Ellis. You'd have been like, "Give me a phone," and then
traumatizing him.
Yeah, and he'd be like, "Mom, don't give up. Stand up." And then you'd fall down on your face.
I'm like, see, I told you, it's fucking sprayed.
He saw me losing my shit playing a game in an arcade, and he was like, don't give up. Like, coaching me, I was like, all right, man. All right. Well, I wish you were here, Gene. Get some rest. Yeah. I just wanted to catch everybody up with what happened with you. So, love you.
Yes. I want to thank all the Genes for all their lovely messages. I really appreciate you guys, and I'll check in later. Oh. All right, okay. I got to go.
Show me that you like me.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Love you. Bye. Bye, Gene. So there you have it, the full story of how it happened, how she got hurt, the incredible medical care in Austin, Texas, and, of course, now I am certain that I'm on a watch list for violent individuals in the area, which is real exciting. But there it is. Crazy story. I'm glad she could Zoom in for that, and hopefully she'll be joining us at least via Zoom. We're trying to get a little higher grade setup going for her there, and she'll be able to do some more zooming in the future episodes here. Yeah, so that's that. And thank you, Christina, for zooming in. And now I'm super happy that we'll be right back in a moment with one of our all-time favorite guests, Ian Bagg.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
We're happy to welcome back one of our all-time favorite guests, an extremely funny gentleman that you can see live at the Ontario Improv July 1st through the 3rd. It's Ian Bagg.
Yay, 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 yay. Funty. Funty. You wanted to call me cunty.
I did. I wanted to call you cunty.
Our all-time cunty guest.
Thank God
you almost killed Christina so we can do this on the show. She was bringing this show down.
Oh, man. She never shuts the fuck up. Now she does.
Now she does. She learned her lesson. I can't believe you had to have a stairwell built to kill her.
I know.
That's awesome.
Dude, it could have been like if we had one of those like crazy stairwells. Like,
right.
Like this has turns in it. If it had been like a straight down, like 25.
If you guys had been poor, imagine if you had been poor, she would have just slid right all the way down. But because you're so rich, you can have corners.
Oh, fuck. It's the only time I wish I was poor, you know?
Take her off. Take her down. Man. No, she's awesome. Yeah. That's crazy that you've both been hurt within
6 months.
6 months?
6 months, dude.
How about the fact how quick you've healed in 6 months?
I know. It's amazing progress. I just saw my PT, and she was just like, this is remarkable progress.
Dude, 10 years ago, I don't think you would have healed. They would have had you healed as quick. I'm not saying you physically, just technology.
I'm sure, like, I know I got amazing care, you know, amazing surgeon, amazing PT. Yeah, I just lucked out. And then watching what happened to her, because, like, now I feel like I'm a trauma specialist.
Right.
Just seeing, like, it just kind of come together, and then they're like, yep, you're in surgery, you're home. And she's just like working at it already.
I'd like to see if she heals the same quickness as you. Like, you're just going to have a challenge.
Yeah.
Come on, do your PT, get at it.
Oh, yeah. I'm because my PT was pretty...
pretty brutal.
Yeah, I mean, she's awesome, but she doesn't like take it easy on you.
Mm-hmm.
So I adapted that a little bit. So like I really babied her the first couple of days, but now I'm just kind of like, all right.
You had surgery. You both had surgery. It's crazy.
I know. The first few days, you got to be real gentle with someone. But after they're like, once you see someone do some stuff on their own, then you're like, oh, you're good.
You're on your own, yeah. I broke my ankle probably 5 years ago.
Hockey?
No, mountain biking in Pennsylvania. It started raining, and I was on grass, and I just flew off a cliff. And I was by myself, and I broke my ankle. And I'm just, like, lying there, and I'm like, I had to finish the ride. I had to get myself back to the bottom of the thing on a broken ankle.
How'd you do that?
I just cried the whole way, like a complete puss.
How much pain?
Oh, so much pain. And then I had a show that night, and I went and did the show, and then I went to the hospital.
No.
Yes. I was lucky I got away with not having surgery.
Dude.
Yeah.
You did a show on that?
Yeah. Yeah. Like on one leg, just like leaning on one leg. And when I was in the hospital, they had a guy come in from the prison. You know, like he's in an orange jumpsuit. And I'm like, it's a little town. I'm like, oh, this is where it all goes down. I can't get away.
Did they do? Did you go get it set? They just set it?
They set it there. Set it there. I was fine. I had to fly back. Yeah.
You flew on it as well?
Yeah, I flew back.
Were they a little worried about,
I got
blood
off,
clots?
I got off in Houston. It was a different color, so I got off in Houston, went to the hospital. And I remember the doctor saying...
Are you from the Any School of Medicine?
Well, they didn't tell me not to fly. They didn't say... I said I had to go back. They didn't say... You say, oh, it'll be a couple of days before you fly. And I'm like, yeah. And I said, okay. So I tried to keep it elevated. I go to the hospital, and the doctor's a complete douche. He goes, I'm concerned about your blood pressure. That's what he says. I'm like, my leg is blue. And I'm like, you're concerned about my blood pressure. Any chance it might be up because maybe I'm freaking out if my coverage covers this hospital because I don't know where I am. And he's just like, oh, that might be, you might be stressed. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's nothing.
So, yeah, check my cortisol levels quick.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So then what did they do at that?
No, they said I was fine and they put me back on a plane.
Holy shit, Ian.
Then I got home.
Did it make you think about how fucked this country is with our healthcare?
Well, yes. And also it makes you feel like you're a mess. You're like, oh, what will I do ever again? Like, you must have freaked out. Yes. Like, will I ever be normal again?
Oh, yeah.
Because you were a disaster.
Total disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, you start because people are like, immediately, they're like, I don't think you're going to play basketball. You're like, basketball? I'm talking about, will I ever take the stairs again?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, dude. Like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you start taking, you know, for me, because of hand stuff, you know, at first, I couldn't even reach for something.
No finger banging.
You can't finger anyone. You couldn't finger a nurse. Couldn't do anything, you know? Yeah. she was like, can you try? And I was like, I'm trying, but I keep bumping up against your closed puss with my fist. I can fist you.
Closed puss.
Yeah.
Well, there's your first problem. I don't know if anybody's written that down at home. Make sure the puss is open before you
open the puss if you're going to finger it.
Yeah. Yeah. Never the closed.
Especially like if you're talking about someone who just had a stroke, open your puss up for them, you know?
Yes. Yes. Help them out. Help them out. Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. That's my Ian Bagg impression.
That's a pretty good one.
Don't be a dick.
Oh, my God. I'm pretty sure. Oh, you guys make me sound special needs every time I come in. Are we going to have the Tourette's kid come back? That's what I feel.
I got a fun Canadian thing to show you.
Oh, good.
I saw this today. And I was like, oh, this is in the bank? We got to show this to Ian.
Yes, absolutely.
This is phenomenal.
He's given me a ticket for stunting because he heard me yelling at someone on my phone. And then I fingered him on the way out of there and told him to mind his business. And he's pulling me over for stunting again. I feel like driving away and starting a high-speed chase. This is over-policing.
Yes, sir. Just let me put you on hold for 1 second, okay?
Fuck this guy. There, I'm on the phone with your fucking boss, you dick.
First of all, this shit would never fly here. That's the part that I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, just the jean shorts wouldn't fly. Take a look at that. Oh, the three-quarter length jean shorts. So Canadian right there.
It gets better.
Oh, my God.
There's another officer on the way to talk to you, okay?
Yeah, this guy can fuck right off. And if this ticket, he can shove up his fucking ass.
Yeah.
You can stay on the phone with me until the other officer gets here to defuse the situation. I no longer feel safe because of the little bitch behind me.
Defuse?
Defuse you?
Oh, my God. That's why you don't let a guy
be. Pulls me over. I was at a complete stop when we were leaving him pulling us over. And complete stop, and I fingered him and hurt his feelings again. Well, fuck him and his feelings.
Oh, wow.
It's not illegal to finger a police officer. It's not illegal to call him a fucking fat.
That is awesome.
And I'm crumpling up his ticket. You hear that? See your ticket, you fuck? Crumpled up. I'd throw it on the ground, but you'd give me a fucking ticket for littering. Fuck you.
That's how it works.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Is this real?
I'm not mad at you at all. You've been very professional and stuff. But that little worm behind me deserves a fucking foot in the ass.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Does this end well?
Nope. No. Go south.
Do a bunch more gots. I end up showing up.
It's going to get really real for him in a moment here. Okay, here. Hold on.
I'm waiting for your boss to call me. Fuck off and get in your car. You're a fucking little bitch. Give me my ticket and go fuck yourself, goofball fucking f***. Fuck you. Fuck off, you bitch.
Hold on. Look at the dog. What the hell?
You're a fucking clown.
Ooh.
He's got his gun on me now. The officer has his gun on me now. Listen to him. He's fucking hitting. He's hitting my fucking truck now. He's breaking my window. Holy fuck! Get a member here. Get a member here.
Come on, tase him. Tase him.
Help me. I won't.
Send somebody now, please. He's got a gun on my husband.
He's tripping balls. Help me. Holy fuck! Help me.
What are you doing?
That's it.
That was Canadian violence there too. Ooh, help me, holdy, help me. Oh, fuck. Oh my God, I'm pretty sure that's my hometown.
It's not illegal to call them a fucking f-
I'm gonna be honest with you, it's right in the rule book up in Canada. Oh, that says right there.
Yeah. It is illegal.
It's not illegal. That's the first move you're supposed to make in Canada right there.
Holy shit.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. You think that is that BC, you think?
Yeah, I think that'd be BC. Oh, maybe like Manitoba. You look at that, just look at that gravel on top of pavement.
Yeah.
That's Canada,
that's
right?
Canada. Yeah.
That's springtime Canada. Get my 3/4 jeans. We're going out. It's cold, but it's warm.
Yeah. The the balls to lay into like a cop like that because you were inconvenienced by the ticket or something.
Oh, he's going to get a lot more tickets.
There's so many places like I think of here where they would be like, oh, someone's just going to come hit you in the head with a baton right now, sir.
He said, I called your boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, what? No, that's 911. You're talking to a 911 operator.
You're talking to a 911 operator.
Oh, man. He would have been shot for sure.
For sure.
Oh, absolutely. Doesn't matter what color he is. No, he would have just taken four.
Well, if he were black, it would have been, he would have just been like, hey, I want to talk about this cop. And then they would just have really killed him. But
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. He wouldn't have got words out if he'd been black.
No.
It's been
over.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. And his truck. Oh, my God. His truck.
I remember one time I got fired up about TSA.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy in front of me was like, hey, man, like, you don't want to cause any trouble here. And I was like, yeah, I do.
And then he's like, no, you don't.
He was like, no, you don't. And I was like, yeah, I do. Fuck this guy. So it was actually that I think I was flying from Canada to the U.S.
Right.
And I got into, I think I flew WestJet.
Oh, all right,
and I upgraded.
Ooh.
But their upgrade, I paid for an upgrade at the airport.
Right.
But their upgrade isn't considered business or first. I don't, they're like, right. You're still, I'm like, so what are you upgrading to?
Nothing.
They're like, nothing.
Yeah.
But you just upgraded.
Yeah.
So I got in the line thinking I was in first or business.
Right.
And the security agent was like, what are you doing in this line? But like, trying to like
right.
send a message to me in front of people. You're in the way you can't see your ticket. You're in the wrong line. So I was like, okay, fuckhead. So I went over.
You're that guy.
Yeah. I was like this guy. I went over to his, to the superior officer and I go, that pig over there, thinks that they can talk to me like this. Why don't you talk to that fucking pig? And I got like real loud and they were like, look, I'm sorry that, they disrespected you, but there's no need
right.
for you to. And I was like, oh, no, there is now. Like, now there is. And then I got, like, more and more fired up. Oh,
you damn Americans.
I know. And then they were like, And then when one of them was, like, kind of, like, looked at one of the police officers, I was like, all right, I'll get my shit.
Oh, yeah. Canadian cops are good to a certain point. And then
yeah.
I remember I got pulled over when I was 16. And they gave me a ticket for erratic driving, but it looked like erotic driving. And the cop said, do you know what this is for? And I said, erotic driving. He's like, fuck you. You think this is a game? This is about people's lives, blah, blah, blah.
And you're like, but it's still erotic.
I'm like, yeah, you write like a doctor. I can't understand what, like, how much penicillin am I getting for this, you know? And then boom, no, it was not happy at all.
Not happy.
You know, it's funny. I guarantee you that guy knows that cop.
You think so?
Yeah, and he hates them personally.
He's been pulled over before by
Well, he's seen them around town.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a big town if you look at it.
Sure.
So,
yeah, it doesn't feel like Toronto.
No, it's not Toronto. It's definitely not. Oh, man.
Most of my cop interactions, though, I always go with the yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like there's these people who are like,
sorry.
You know, I like to cite penal code to the cops. I'm like, you're fucking crazy.
I see those on TikTok and I'm just like, I'm like, what are you doing? You can't, I'm not rolling down my window.
Yeah.
You can't do this. Oh, they roll it down for you.
I've seen that guy rolled it down for him. I've seen that too, where the, like a cop's like, what are you filming? And what are you filming for? And the person's like, I don't have to answer that. And the cop's like, okay. He's like, but like, so he's like, this is, I'm allowed to stand here. And the cop's like, all right. He's like, I can film what I want. And the cop's like, okay, I was just asking. I didn't know if, like what I was just asking.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't know if you needed me to dance or not.
Yeah, yeah. Cops get
some weird stuff. You feel bad for them.
Yeah.
And then there's the cops that deal with it well. And then there's the other cop. And I was like, I don't have to answer anything. And then that cop is the exact same person as that cop that's being yelled at.
Yeah.
You know, I think that made sense. Did that make sense at all? I don't know.
I don't know what you said, but I feel like.
I like that you agreed.
I do that a lot.
Oh.
You know, when people like talk in a way that I don't get, I'll be like, yeah, no, I'm with you.
You're such a dick. You're such a dick. Here, I thought I was making sense, and you've been looking at me the whole time. All right, we're going to redo this. We're going to edit so he looks like a complete tool. Yeah, fuck you, Tommy. I don't even know why I come here. You live in Texas.
I live in Texas. I do.
Hey, you know what my favorite part about the Texas, you guys all moving to Texas is?
What?
Have you been to the Improv at all, the Melrose Improv?
No.
So they have a stairwell that goes up to a green room now on the inside of the Improv.
Yeah.
And I was told that they built that because Joe Rogan said, you should have a stairwell for comics to go like me down to the stage. So they built a stairwell for Joe. He moved to Texas.
Oh yeah. So he won't be in that space for a while.
So I call it the Joe Rogan stairwell.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So there's a stairwell that goes to the stage.
Yeah. It goes from that upstairs green room to the stage.
I did not know that.
Inside. You should get out every once in a while. Yeah. When you're not judging people's weird way of talking. What an asshole. I don't even know why I come here anymore. Christina's been murdered.
She hasn't said shit this year.
She's gotten so much better.
Yeah, she has.
Just mouth open, nothing coming out. Perfect. I miss her. You've bred her too much. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just keep putting babies inside her.
I'm done.
You're done?
I'm done. Yeah.
You're going to go back to finger banging?
I think so.
Good for you.
Yeah. Do you want kids?
No.
No.
You can't breed this. This is the end of the line
this
right here.
This is the end of the line?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my parents should have stopped.
They had two, right?
Yeah, two. Two wrong kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. My sister's a union rep for teachers.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah.
In Canada?
Yeah, she's been voted in. My sister's in politics, and then I say unitard. I say that so nobody gets in trouble.
Do your parents come to your shows?
Sometimes.
Do they like it?
My dad is kind of like rolls his eyes.
Does?
Yeah, I bring up his one ball a lot. So.
Really?
Yeah, my dad's got one ball.
He had testicular cancer?
No, one didn't drop.
Really?
Yes.
But is it a full-size bag?
I have never looked at it.
Can you ask him?
I'll ask him. I'll send him up. Hey, Dad, get a picture of your bag. That'd be great. Just put a picture of a bag up.
Can I see your bag just real quick? Can I hold your bag?
That's a great game show for me. Can I hold your bag?
Double G.
Double G.
Double G.
And it's all about purses.
Yeah.
But people think we're going after their sack.
Have you heard this?
Yes.
You know Bill Nye, the science guy?
Uh-huh.
That he's got a big dick?
No, but I'm not surprised.
Why are you not surprised?
Because you can't talk like that, like you know everything and have a little weenie.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to have that's a huge cock.
That's
cocker.
Big dick energy.
Yeah, that's
that
right there. Yeah. Yeah. Like Tyson, that Neil Tyson.
Google it?
Bergross.
What's that?
Neil, he's got a big one too.
Neil Tyson?
Yeah, you can feel it, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wrestled, which I don't know. I just feel like the combination of wrestling, all that knowledge. You know,
you can't wear
the
one
confidence to tell everybody you got it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big dig. Yeah. Or a huge sack with a little weenie.
Yeah.
That's one of the two.
Look at this. You just Google it and people are like Bill Nye's big dick theory. What does that even mean?
Hmm.
Is there any more than that?
I'm trying to.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm trying to find about.
He's my best over here.
He's crushed. He's crushed. Right. Where did you hear that? Like, where did you hear that?
People, I don't know. Someone started. Christina was like, oh, one of her friends, I don't know, said that it's a known thing. I'm like, it's a known thing.
One of her friends.
And then look, there's Bill Nye and Neil with their big dick posts.
Right after a gang.
They're like, they finish a quantum physics speech and they're like, you want to see our big dick?
Come back here. I'll show you about gravity.
You think I don't know what I'm talking about? Look at my dick.
Mm. Oh, that's good. That's good times.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know. Well, I think so. Don't you think all the kids on Big Bang Theory were packing too?
You think so?
They looked like it.
Do you remember seeing your first big dick?
Yeah.
What year? How old were you?
I was the third grade.
Locker room? Was it?
No.
No?
I was peeing next to Walter Almeida.
Uh-huh.
And he was huge and not circumcised.
Wow.
And I was just like, what is that? And it was just like, what? And I remember going home and just being disappointed in life. I'm like, first of all, Walter's got extra meat on top of his meat, so I didn't understand. Yeah.
I remember that we used to swim so much, so we were always at this, swim club, you know, like rec place.
Sounds like you were raised poor.
Yeah, and we were at the,
pool
locker
free?
Room there.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And, I saw a kid change, who was not my age. He was definitely older.
Right.
But he had hair. And like a long, like a floppy dick. And I was like, what the fuck, man? And I felt, I was like, when does it happen to me?
When does it happen?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's why he was in there, because he wanted it to happen to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was, I'm sure that wasn't a kid. I think that was a molester.
Yeah. Well, he made us all like touch it and stuff.
Oh, yeah. You guys want to feel it?
Yeah. We were like, does this make you swim faster? And he was like, yeah.
Is it like a rudder?
Yeah. You just tuck it back and you hold it, and then you can go in any direction you want to go.
Oh, the pool was always the weirdest freaks, just this old men hanging out there for no reason when you're a kid, and you're just like, why?
Yeah, and basically, we talk about this, how you go to, let's say on vacation, you go to a pool at a hotel or a beach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're basically next to everybody naked.
Right.
It's just different cloth than panties.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And yeah.
You're naked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if you would lay next to a woman in a bikini, if she were to go up to her room and just put on bra and panties, you'd be like, hey, what are you doing?
I guarantee you half of them are in bra and panties because I forgot to put in their bathing suits.
For sure.
Yeah. Women are disgusting. We're just trying to get through life. Look at it. Mouths open. Just.
You dirty bitch.
Oh, filth. Filth. My God.
So you know that we have found like the coolest guys ever on this show, right?
Oh, yeah. Years. Yeah, yeah. It's quite the show.
So.
I told you guys about the guys from Spitting Chiclets. Have you had them on the show yet?
No.
You got to have the guys from Spitting Chiclets on the show.
Really?
Yeah, they're the funniest guys out there. They talk about hockey. You'll be confused, but they're Canadian. They'll say those words. Well, one of them's Canadian. One's from Boston. You'll have a great time with them. It's so funny.
Well, there's a guy who we...
I just got shot down.
No.
Just like, whatever, bag.
No, I didn't want...
You're not booking the show. Just shut up and answer your questions about the first time you see the big slang.
No, I just know that when you mention a guest, that they're taking note of it.
No, they're not. Nobody. I just seen everybody's eyes roll around. I'm like, hey, have you guys heard about these fantastic people? You guys like, shut up.
That's what he does. So he. That's why I knew.
We're going to show you a poop video. Shut up. I have such high hopes every time I come in the door, and then it turns into this. You guys just turn into him. Ian, we have a lot of different levels on our stairwell. People can get hurt. Can shoot up.
So there's this guy that his name is Unkshine.
Okay? Unkshine.
Yes, okay. Uncle Shine.
Okay.
And the first time we found him, it was from this specific video that I'm going to show you.
Okay? All right. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, hold on. It's muted, of course.
Feel me?
Hold on.
Just let me eat you one term. Just let me eat you one time, and I guarantee you, you're gonna ask me to stay to your house. You're gonna sleep for 3 days, my baby.
Okay. Wow. So
I thought he was gonna tell us there are snakes on the plane.
So he wants to eat you, and he wants to, you know, he's very sexual in nature, but he's charming. Oh, yeah. And
guess what? I can show you what time it is. Sure enough, I tell you, they got a man up above. I can cook for you, clean up your house. You heard me? Listen, when you come home, baby, you just got to jump in the tub with all them bubbles.
Okay, because he doesn't want you to smell.
Yeah, scrub
guess
that
what?
Yeah.
I'm with you 100%. Get with that ball. I'm going to show you. I'm going to make you cry.
How you going to show us?
Ay-yi-yi!
And that's his catchphrase.
Ay-yi-yi.
Okay? Ay-yi-yi. And he keeps putting out this level of content, okay? So, like, recently he did, I didn't know anything about this.
Hey, how y'all doing, baby girl? You got that apple? Ay-ya-ya! Yeah, I'm feeling it. Look at you. Y'all missed that ball? Huh? Well, guess what? I'm coming at y'all fat ass.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter if you got a big booty or a flat booty. I'm coming to get that booty.
Okay.
Isn't it weird he's wearing his grandma's glasses?
With the cord.
With the cord and everything.
Super weird.
Ugh.
And look, I want to lick them drawers.
Oh.
Ay-ya-ya.
Oh, my God.
And let me play with that nunu. Y'all know what's a banana split?
You know what banana split is?
No, what is it?
Well, we gonna use your booty. Okay. I'm gonna hit the. I gotta break it in half. You understand? And put some corn chips, smash that up there. Yeah, go. I'm telling you, and put some pecan.
He's never
some
been.
Ice
he's
cream.
Never been to Dairy Queen.
Go, I'm gonna go to licking that. Go inside your booty. Ay-ya-ya. I'm gonna get it all. Uh huh. Guess what? You're going to put me to sleep.
Okay. Oh, yes. So this is just to give you a background of who you're dealing with. You understand?
I feel like he should get some more than just the one vaccine that's out there.
Yeah. Well, here's one of my favorite things that I've discovered. Clearly, in these videos, when we started to find him, mm-hmm. somebody is recording him.
Right, yeah.
Well, he has taken it upon himself to start putting out his own content.
Uh-oh.
But he hasn't mastered the camera flip.
Well, if you take a look... Oh, no.
Hey, my baby girl. I miss you, my baby. I love you. Uh-huh. Ay-ay-ay. With all my heart. Uh-huh. I'm going to be with you, baby.
Oh, fuck.
So he forgot to flip it, and then he just keeps putting out videos.
How y'all beautiful women doing? I know y'all to work.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. All the time. Y'all got to get that paper. Yeah, my baby.
Oh, my God. I'm shocked and surprised he has a car.
I know. Yeah, I wouldn't see him as a car owner.
Yeah, because his house, if you see in the video a couple before, his house doesn't have a foundation.
Right.
So you wouldn't expect him to have a car.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But he's got a car and still putting out killer content.
Oh, my God. Oh, here he goes.
Hey, Christina.
Hey, Christina.
Hey, baby girl with the blonde hair.
No way. Is this
I got
her?
Something
no.
for you. I got something for you, Christina.
That's it. Ends there.
Oh, God.
Can you go to his IG real quick? Because he posted some stuff today.
And he does this for Christina?
He does some of them for Christina sometimes.
Oh, my God. Do you guys know where he lives? Because
he lives in New Orleans.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Or it might be Lafayette. That's not it.
That's not him. That's those pictures are actually taken the right way.
Yeah, that's not so his, you know that's not his account. I'll tell you the handle. So he's...
Have you guys made him famous?
No. I mean, people hit him up. That might be it there.
That's him.
Yeah. It is, the account is Unkshine8. Is that what you have? That's not it.
Oh, you got to get the right one.
That's not it.
Eight.
Eight.
A-T-E?
The number eight.
Oh.
Uncle, U-N-C-L-E, Shine, and the number eight.
Number, he should put eight.
That's his account.
Yeah, that's it.
So...
Oh my God.
Oh man. So he figured out how to flip that camera. That's what I'm excited about.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So he posted all those.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Suddenly my Instagram doesn't look so bad.
No, you're doing fine.
I'm doing it.
Jesus. See, that's where he figured out how to put the.
Oh my God!
That's where he figured it out.
Is one of those a video? Is one of
these
those...
are all videos?
Oh, okay, can we see when we can see him? Can we see one of his?
Oh yeah, let's see it here.
Can't... Baby, well look, check this out. I had to get me another phone. Yeah, my phone got wet, and it fell in the street. Uh huh. Ay ay ay.
He's still got the call going.
Hey, how y'all doing, baby?
So close that, and then can you go to like one of the more recent ones from today? Like one of the most recent?
You could actually see the street in his glasses, though. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Now, that's all y'all got to do. Show me some love. Let me get your drawers. Put your drawers in my face. All right? I'm going to put my tongue in your ass. Ay ay.
He's fast.
Now, that's all.
He is the best. And the second one? What's the second one? Yeah.
I guarantee y'all, if y'all let me eat y'all, if y'all been over and let me eat that drop, y'all drawers, it's on, baby.
It's on.
Bring your drawers to me.
Can you know what's interesting?
I want to smell them.
There you go. He was filming the car door, right?
Uh-huh.
And he flipped it, but he's not. He's still not framing himself. He's just doing eyes up.
Well, you know, because he's not. He's not good at aim because he wants the. Put it, yeah. But he keeps ending up in the ass every time. So he's not good with the ass.
You know what I really want to do for him?
Because
I really love this guy. I want to go.
You're the sweetest man ever.
I want to go to New Orleans or whatever part of Louisiana he's in and show up with some hoes and let him make a banana split in their ass You know, like
you're gonna have to bring corn chips,
corn chips, pecans, you know, ice cream. I want to have him have a buffet.
But you got to record it, but the wrong way. So it's just your, yeah. It's just your face seeing it.
It's just me being like, no, I'll just terrifying. Film a car door. I'll be like, look at this banana at this. Split.
And then his noise is, yay, yay, yay.
Oh, man.
Oh, my. Well, he good is for him. He's probably somebody's father.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yes.
It's possible. It's possible, yeah.
Yeah.
Just let me eat you.
Yeah.
That's a bag. That's such a fantastic bag. Come on. Yeah. Let me eat your ass.
It's
come
a great
on.
Thing to throw at somebody.
Oh, it's yeah. a good move.
Totally is.
Oh, man. You know who's not getting canceled? That guy.
That guy.
No.
There's nothing you can take from him.
No. You can't cancel somebody that's being honest.
Which he totally is.
And polite. And all about the other person.
Yeah. And he wants, you know, he's asking for your draws.
He's asking.
He's asking.
Yeah.
He's saying, can I make a banana split mm-hmm. with your booty?
Mm-hmm. With your booty.
Okay. Are you as upset by that? Like, we get so fired up about... Because you're a road dog, too. You're always on the road.
Yep.
These hotels that have the half glass door, like, no, like you go to take a shower.
Yeah.
And there's glass to here. And then you're like, how does the shower close?
It doesn't close and it gets everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Whose fucking idea is this?
It's the motels that, or hotels. I say hotels.
Yeah.
But they just don't want to put a full effort into it. So they don't.
I thought like, they're like, oh, it looks cool.
You that's think
the,
so?
I think that they think they're like, this looks modern or something. And
you have to, they also like to do a thing where you have to get hit by the water to turn it on.
Yeah.
Which just, that drives me insane because I've got texture issues and it just like freaks me out when I get hit by the water before I'm showering.
Yeah.
So I they're the same thing that drive me insane. And it's what brand is, it's always the same brand, isn't it? It's that,
yeah.
What it's the Marriott something. It's not Marriott, but it's Marriott something, right?
That yeah. Them it. Or like Kempton or one of those places yes. does it where they always have a thing.
Fuck.
And then you walk out and you're like, the whole fucking bathroom is just covered in water,
just
man.
Soaked. And then you know, and then you're wondering what disease is because it happens every week. When every day somebody stays there, so they're bringing it in.
It's the worst design.
I refuse to eat ass in those hotels.
I'm not eating anyone's booty in those hotels.
Nope.
I don't care how many pecans you bring.
Oh man, you can trick me with the pecans.
Yeah, I mean, there's like another open door. Like here you go, shower here. And you're like, what about the water? You know what comes out of these things, right? It's water.
What do you guys have in your house? You guys have a big old, you guys got different, like you got the tub and then you have the shower.
Yeah, the tub comes, I mean, the only thing that the tub gets usage from now is that we have little kids.
And also Christina has to lie in it until she heals.
That's true. I didn't think about it. No, but she's been in the shower.
She's been in the shower?
Yeah, because the shower had, like we put a little seat in there.
Oh man, she's pooping in the shower.
She's pooping in there. She's pooping down the drain.
Oh,
yeah. And stomping it down.
That's her Eastern European descent.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know how this guy poops? We just found out. It's so crazy. I had no idea.
How does he poop?
He stands on the seat like he's in fucking Bangladesh.
Who does?
Any.
No.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
I've just been doing it my whole life, so I don't know how to do it any other way. I mean, I guess I do, but it's uncomfortable, you know?
Right. Yeah,
it'd be like, imagine if you did that now, my way, how uncomfortable it'd be.
Yeah.
When you say my whole life, you mean as a kid you were doing that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as long as I can remember, yeah.
You ever slip in?
No, thank God, no. I've always been scared of it, but no.
You must miss the target sometimes, right?
You probably want to get one of those showers that aren't closed in so you can wash the
whole
fucking shower.
That's how he shits, dude. That's how he shits, right there. He does that.
He wears track pants while he's shitting?
He shits in track pants.
That's awkward as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do it just like that. That's not an exaggeration. That's 100%.
It's more healthy for you that way, right?
That's what I was told. I was told it was the optimal way to do it. I'm not playing.
You would have no problem with an outdoor shit.
No.
That would be your shit.
That's right, yeah. It'd be just like, you know, it's just no bowl. That's all. Same thing.
Just walking, just going for a walk up Runyon Canyon, just pull off into the side, shit, and keep moving.
How long are your shit, you know, like sessions when you do this? Like how long are
shit
you?
Shit sessions.
Because you don't do it often. So.
Right. It's always hard because again I dissociate, so it's tough to come up with an exact number.
Like
but
you don't
like,
you don't go through your Instagram while you're sitting in that squat.
No, I do nothing. I specifically dissociate so that I don't know what's going on. That's why things are like coming in segments.
Is there
here.
A time of day when you usually do it?
A time of day
when it usually happens.
When you poop.
No, it's just whenever it's like time where basically there's no chance I could hold it anymore.
Have you guys gone into the bathroom here and found footprints?
He won't do it here.
He won't do it
here.
He's
never shit here.
Not a chance.
He doesn't shit every day.
He doesn't shit every day?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's something that should probably.
That's not good.
That's some context you should probably know is I take
shit. He doesn't shit every week.
Well, no wonder you have to do that.
Yeah, it's like once every 2 weeks. Yeah.
You poo every 2 weeks?
Yeah. It's like. And again, since I was
how do you
a kid.
Do life after the first 3 days? Oh my God! Are your whole family?
Let's get him ready. Let's get him ready here.
All right, story time.
Okay, so
God,
do you really not poop every 2 weeks?
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's. I think I eat a lot of food that.
And by the way. This dude, I don't know what he weighs, but he's like rail thin.
Yeah, I've seen him.
And we'll sometimes have lunch out there. They'll get cheeseburgers from In-N-Out or something. He'll eat five.
And he poops once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, he'll eat five. He'll like house them.
Oh my God!
I think it's the stuff.
Your asshole must hurt so much after 2 weeks of not pooping. Like it must be just like solid cement coming out.
I want him to do a colonic so bad.
Oh, guarantee you, they find a coin.
Oh yeah, they'll find. Those secrets in there. There's all kinds of secrets.
Why am I so? I'm freaked out. I'm like concerned about his health.
We all were. You have the normal reaction. That's everyone's reaction when they find out. The
rubbing
first
my eyebrows. I'm just concerned. Yeah. I'm like, he's got to poop more. I don't mind the position. It's just the amount.
Dr. Drew said I'm good, man. We all Gucci. It's, no worries. That's what Dr. Drew said.
Yeah,
from his mouth.
Dr. Drew is a horrible doctor. He wasn't getting you off drugs. He was talking to you about poop. He should not have been telling you anything like that.
Oh my God. Will you see a GI?
What would that entail?
That would just you don't have to get in your ass or anything like that. But it's a specialist for the digestive system.
I'm sure you have one listening that'll talk.
I have a good one.
Is this like a show thing?
No. It wouldn't be for a show. It'd be for your own health.
I like the way, can I make money off it? That's what he's
saying. Oh, do you want it to be for the show? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that Drew asked me something similar, and I was saying that I would more than likely do it for show before I would do it for myself.
Oh, okay, awesome. It's for the show. It's for the show. Yeah.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll consider, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know you're going to move to Texas, and it's drier there, so you're going to poop even less. So it's going to go down to once every 3 weeks.
No, it's more humid there.
Isn't it? I thought Austin was like dry.
Super
most,
humid.
But during the summer or during the
winter? Oh, my God. It's so fucking hot.
You guys are fucking. Why are you guys doing this?
I don't know.
Why you guys decided we're getting out of
California?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm over it.
You're over it?
Yeah.
You've had enough?
I've had enough here. Even when I fly back now.
How mad's Bert at you?
He's filming his movie.
But he built a house to live near you. And
yeah, he's not thrilled. But I mean,
he's filming a movie
right now in Serbia.
What's he filming?
The Machine movie. It's about his story.
That's awesome. Yeah. No way, they're doing that?
They're filming that. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like a big production.
Okay. Is he playing? Who's playing him as a young guy?
There's an actor playing him. Young version of him because there's a flashback thing and then I can't get into the story.
It just ends with him naked on stage and people going nuts, right?
Yeah, and then there's this whole like Jewish element to it where he's like, he's just like,
that's awesome. Like, good for him. I didn't know he was doing that.
There's like a thing. Yeah, it's with the banks. So
is that why he's been so quiet on Instagram?
Yeah.
Like I was, I didn't want to say anything. I thought he had a horrible disease or something.
No. He's
never been so quiet.
He's been in Serbia since April.
Good for him.
Yeah. And yeah, it's a big movie. I mean, it's Mark Hamill's playing his dad.
What?
Yeah. You know, Luke's
nice. Kind of, good for him.
Yeah. So it's pretty wild, man.
Does Mark Hamill look like his dad in real life? Or
no, not at all. Not at all.
So whose choice was it to get Mark Hamill?
I think they were considering a few people. And then I remember when he called me, he was like, we got Mark. I was like, that's wild, dude.
That's crazy.
And there was a funny post the other day.
If anybody should have a life movie, it should be him, right? His life is insane. Oh, love it.
Bert posted,
but he poops at least once a day.
For sure he does. The not that gross as fuck thing. There's, scroll down a little.
He looks good,
this
too.
One? Oh, yeah, this one.
Luke.
Look at Mark in the background.
Did you ever see that? Luke, I am your father. Have you ever done that one?
I am.
He was so unamused.
He was so unamused.
That was the best part. He was like,
huh.
Yeah. You know, it's been 40 years people have been doing that, right?
Bert's finally found a fan.
He posted this today, Bert did.
Oh, God.
He goes, I finally changing my sheets for the first time in Serbia. Guess which side of the bed I sleep on. Look how fucking
filthy he is.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
How is it that gnarly?
He must have terrifying nightmares every night or something like that,
right? I think
so, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really gross, dude. Look at the pillow. He's only been there like 8 weeks.
But you told me it was a big budget. If they're only doing his sheets now, it doesn't seem like he's got that big of a budget. I feel like they spent all the money on Mark. On Mark Hamill.
Maybe.
And he can't get sheets.
I don't know, man.
Oh, I love him. He's so sweaty.
Mm-hmm. He really does sweat a lot.
Does he think that the vaccine makes him magnetic because he can stick a key and everything else to
that
his body?
Fantastic.
Is he able to do it? Or what?
Who, Bert?
Yeah.
I'm sure if you...
Because everything will stick to him. Anything
will stick
to him.
My favorite thing to do to Bert, I did it once on the podcast, is I'll be like, yeah, I mean, what's happening in your face? And he'll be like... And because he has a fear of getting Bell's palsy.
No way.
I did it once. It's great on the podcast. And he was like, don't fuck with me like that. He gets really scared.
Why is he scared about Bell's palsy?
I don't know. He has all these OCD, like just fears and, you know, weird shit that plays in his head, fueled by alcohol, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. He should get it just for the parking spot.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you get a parking spot for Bell's palsy, or do they make you walk it off?
I think they make you walk it off. They got Bell's palsy. Walk it off.
I can't believe he only shits every 2 weeks. That just terrifies me.
Yeah. No, it's
and I can't believe Dr. Drew's a horrible doctor.
Drew's a wonderful guy. He is a great doctor. I don't know. I was alarmed when he was like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Remember that time? I was like, how is that fine? Why don't I call him right now? Let me see if I can...
Dr. Drew, telling people when to poo, Dr. Drew. Ugh.
My own doctor, too. My own doctor said it wasn't that big of a deal. She was surprised. She was like, that's crazy, but it's actually not.
See, if you...
How
if
is
you,
it not bad?
If a doctor says that, oh, that's surprised, and then says, oh, that's crazy, that usually should say, no, that's not good.
Yeah.
To me.
Hey, Drew, how are you? Hey, we're recording right now. We're doing your mom's house, and I have Ian Bagg sitting with me, and he just learned about Annie's, you know, shit situation.
Uh-huh.
And he's floored that you have said that it's okay that he shits once every 2 weeks. He says you cannot be right.
It's not, well, first of all, choose your battles wisely, right? And I know that trying to convince them otherwise is not going to be fruitful. Secondly, you don't really hurt yourself by doing that. There's nothing that can really, it's all outside his body. And you heard the whole procedure. Did you listen to this week's show, the whole procedure he goes through?
I heard parts of it, and I was super alarmed to hear that he stands on the seat like he's in Mumbai. But, yeah, that
exactly.
Completely, I lost my mind.
Not on the floor, not hovering like he's on the floor. He stands on the seat like some sort of,
yeah.
I don't know what.
Like he just got here?
Which,
yeah.
Which part concerns you more, the way he's pooping or the amount that he's pooping?
Yeah, it's got to be a crazy amount.
I would.
Do you want him
I
to poo more?
Choose this behavior for someone.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to be okay. He's been at this a long time. He looks pretty healthy, doesn't he?
Now, he does seem healthy. Do you think it's a good idea? I wanted to set him up with a visit to my GI just to like have a conversation.
Okay. For the show, not just personally.
I think that's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
They're going to be worried about something called toxic megacolon. That's the only thing you get in trouble with, where over time you could lose the ability for the bowel to contract. That's the problem.
Okay.
I think that would be a bad thing.
You know, it's awesome. My wife is yelling at me now because I'm sitting in a restaurant. It's 10 o'clock at night. We're in Greece.
Oh, my God.
We're on our 30th wedding anniversary.
Oh, my God.
We're here. And when I saw your name come up, I thought, oh, he's calling about Eddie. I must take this call.
Well, look, I had no idea. Happy anniversary. I did not know you were in Greece celebrating. Send my best to your lovely wife.
It's my fault. Sorry, Dr. Drew.
And I, the same to yours. Is she okay?
Yeah, she's okay. She just doesn't know when to shut the fuck up. So I had to kind of, you know, straighten her out.
I like what you said, that the cigarettes fall hard. I think that's true.
I think we do. When do you get back? Yeah. When do you get back?
We're in about 10 days.
Okay. Well, look, have a wonderful trip.
That's when he'll poo again.
Have a wonderful trip. Yeah, Annie will be shitting by the time you get back. And I hope you have a great...
Right about then. He's got it marked on my calendar.
I'm sure. Get lots of blowjobs and get your ass eaten. Have a great anniversary, okay?
Got it done, my friend.
All right, man. Happy anniversary. Bye.
He didn't say that it was a good thing.
He said I would not recommend Eni's lifestyle to anyone.
Yeah.
Just that when he says it's happening outside the body, he means that you know your body cavity, right, is one thing, and that the digestive system is within it.
Right.
So it's not like there's shit seeping into his
body.
Right.
He's not got a fistula or whatever they call it, right? But he also said you could blow your butthole out. He did say that.
He said you could lose colon, sphincter control.
So you could shit yourself walking
down the
street.
We're doing the GI thing. We're doing the GI thing. Okay.
Copy that, Chief.
Okay.
It's like when you see those people that like fist other people.
We've seen those.
I know you guys have, but you're like concerned about them. You know, like that can't be good for your butthole.
Cannot be.
No.
I want to show you some clips.
Please
and
do.
Have you tell me whether this is horrible or hilarious?
Both.
All right, show us what you got.
Oh shit! Oh my god! Oh. You knew it wasn't going to end well because that's the thinnest pool ever of all time.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. That's not a pool to do that on.
Oh, my God. Do you think he's dead?
No, but I think he's walking differently now.
And I guarantee you, Dr. Drew would say he's okay. Yeah. Dr. Drew would say, just walk that off. Remember to have a shower later on and everything will be fine. I'm in Greece.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That was terrifying.
Okay.
How many ribs got displaced?
That was, oh man.
Three ribs, right?
Three ribs,
at least.
This has a readme thing here. This guy does all sorts of crazy stunts like this. His YouTube channel is called Adrenaline Addiction. Here he is. This is a different one. Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh.
Oh, no!
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's blood.
Yeah.
Oh,
how about the concussion?
You feel that too.
That concussion's yeah.
At that height, I mean that's like hitting cement, you know.
Yeah, that's a concussion, and that blood there is the least of your worries. Yeah, that's not.
Dude,
he's gonna fall asleep while driving.
What is the? I gotta show him. The roof one, you know what I mean? What is that called? Is that in a horrible hilarious? It is, right?
Yeah, it is.
Do you know what episode it's from?
I think it would have been from the last time. Let me figure out what the name is.
Okay.
And I'll let you know.
Okay, find out for me. Here's another one. Oh, have you seen this? This happened in Russia. Tell me what you think happened here.
Okay.
Just talking.
What is this?
Can I see that again?
Yeah.
Is that Bert?
No, Bert.
And guess what? Guess what? They're fine.
That's crazy.
They're okay. No, they really are.
No, they're not.
They are.
No, she's missing a leg.
No, she's good.
Okay.
They're both good. I'm trying to find one.
No wonder you try to make Christina walk so quick. Lady's lying on this man with one leg. She's fine.
She's fine.
Oh, you're worse doctor than Dr. Drew.
I am worse.
And your construction abilities. That's not good construction. That's a fire exit that doesn't help.
Dude, that's a good fall.
That's two stories, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's happened in Russia, and I only know that they're okay because so many people were circulating this clip. And then some Russian people were like, yeah, you know, they got the context of the story there, and they were like, yeah, they're both okay.
Yeah. Which, you got to see both sides of the story to really know what's going on.
You do. You really have to. Okay, hold on. This one has... All right. This. It's not a fall, though. It's a jump.
Oh, my God.
Why did he think he could land that? Why? Who just goes like, I'm just going to jump in here?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was just fucking... Oh. I didn't think you guys could disturb me more than him pooping once every 2 weeks, but that guy's fucking... His hips went through his fucking pelvis, right?
Yeah. And he hyperextended, so both of his knees snapped. And he just casually was like, I'm just gonna jump. Like, he didn't fall.
Oh, those lovely boots.
He jumped. I know. He did it in, like,
rain boots.
Jesus Christ.
There we go.
I'm just gonna jump.
How about the dicks that are just laughing at him?
Right here. I would
have no, but when you were laughing, when you're like, oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
I've seen that thing like six.
Can you reverse? Can you play it reverse so we can see him go back together?
Oh,
I want to see him go back together so bad.
I mean, look at that.
Ankles, knees, hips, and small back.
He landed with no bend. Like, yeah. He didn't do any give.
No,
knee.
Not at all.
Those... And then look. Oh, man. He's so fucked. You know what's happening here, by the way? The energy from the land is now exiting. So it's like you have the initial break,
right,
and then that energy has to exit somewhere so something else breaks.
Yep.
So that's how you have your two breaks.
You know what I'm seeing here that I didn't notice before?
Hmm?
I think it's the fact that he's wearing boots. So yeah, the fact he can't bend the ankles, and then that's fucking up the entire landing.
But he's got the knees is where he's got to really give, right?
He's got to have the knee give.
And they don't give it. They go straight. And by the way,
motherfucker.
If this had been you.
Look how fucking far that is, dude. That's so far to think you're just going to jump.
Oh, well, I'll just jump down there. And I've never parkoured before, and I'll just do it right now. Is it parkour? What's it called?
Parkour, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he says. I've seen some videos online. I think I can do this.
Oh, man.
Fuck. Get my yellow boots. I'm about to jump from the roof. Worst fireman ever.
That shit fucking got me good.
Oh, fuck. This is awesome looking at this, but watching it as a video makes you want to throw up. Right? Like the video with this is just like, ha! Yeah, look at this douche.
Look at this idiot.
Yeah. But the video, you go, oh man, you're going to have so much pain the rest of your life and you're going to get addicted to fucking pain pills and everything.
His whole life's different now.
Oh, completely
forever.
Different. Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. He can't back out of a parking spot without crying. Oh, God.
Oh.
And if he shat the same way as that guy does, he would have shat himself if this had been a week into his non-shitting for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Just fucking, just a huge lump comes out of his ass.
He's so super mega fucked.
Excuse my language. He's super mega fucked.
He's super mega fucked. Oh,
yeah, that's a great animation character, super mega fucked.
Super mega fucked.
Where is that, too? What country do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't know where that. Do you have any idea where that is?
No.
It's Europe, right?
The kid laughing sounds American. His stupid.
When they put all those houses together, I think Europe.
I do too. But Don't you think this sounds like an American, though? He just sounds like an American little shit.
Just an asshole.
Yeah.
Just an American asshole. Good.
They brought this to my attention. I guess this is really encouraging that I was listed in this promo and on Craigslist. Stand-up comic for my daughter's abortion, Boise. My daughter is pregnant. Now, anyway, hoping to get that taken care of soon. She would be a terrible mom and the baby would look all weird and stuff. It's going to be a tough day for her family and we'll all need to laugh. Looking for a stand-up comedian like Sinbad, Tom Segura, or Harry Mandel. Must be good at roasting or doing funny raps.
Which part? Are you a rapper?
I'm not good at either of those.
That's a great... What, and it's a one star.
Yeah.
Stand-up comic for my daughter's abortion. Do you go in with her and do that? Dude, like, do you roast her while she's getting the abortion?
Or is it like to lift her spirits afterwards? Like, yeah. Look, you would have sucked as a mom, right?
You would have been bad. Think about how tight you kept your puss.
I mean, you work at Verizon. You really think you could fucking handle a kid?
You work at Verizon. And it's not even Verizon. You're like a subsidiary store.
Yeah. You work at the kiosk.
How about the guy that said his daughter would be a terrible mom? Well, you're a fucking horrible father.
Well, I would think, yeah.
Yeah. She should have probably been aborted.
There you go. You got your opener right there.
Yeah, man. This family should have been aborted. Howie Mandel would have just blown up a balloon over his head.
He's on the cover of I was walking through the airport yesterday.
Howie Mandel?
Yeah, the cover about his OCD. Like that now it's at a crippling level or something. You know, he's like famously germophobic and all
right,
that.
But what cover of what?
Like one
magazine?
Of the big, like People or something.
Oh, I thought there was an OCD magazine.
No, no. It was like one of the big, you know.
He seems to be doing okay. He's on TV.
Yeah, he seems like I thought he was doing great.
Yeah, well, good for him. I wonder how he'd do it in an abortion roast.
There it is. The People one. See like that second from the right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I saw. Battling severe anxiety OCD.
And he's still got that 1950s comic where he's got the hand on the face.
Hand on the face, yeah.
Hey, I'm about to tell you some things. Get my glasses.
Do you know him?
No.
I've heard of it. He's very nice.
I'm sure he's very nice. Yeah. I met him one time when I first started stand-up in Canada. And I was at the Punchline where I was like basically an amateur. And he dropped in and did a set. And I was just like, you know, I was from a little town in Canada. Suddenly there's famous guys right in front of me. I'm just like,
yeah.
I'm like, well, why are you here? I was like just looking at him. And he's just like, well, I'm going to do stand-up. I'm like, okay. Weird.
What city were you in?
Vancouver.
In Vancouver?
Yeah, but all of a sudden he's going to do the open mic night. He's just going to drop by and do 10 minutes.
That's what he did?
Yeah. He didn't do 10 minutes. People went nuts. He did an hour. And then we all the amateurs got to do it as they flocked after him as he ran down the street.
Sure.
Yeah. Fuck Howie Mandel.
That was the point of this.
He's the Dr. Drew of comedy. Man, you're just like, he's poor, my friend. Leave him
poor
alone.
Poor Drew.
Boy, he's awesome. I love Dr. Drew's shows where he gets the people off the drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love those shows.
Me too.
It's so good.
Oh, my God. And I even...
You root for them, right?
You do, but you also look forward to like you know, kind of watching them fall apart a little bit too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. But you root for them to fall apart.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Stay off drugs, people.
There was that one guy who was just like, I don't know. his back pain was so bad.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. He would cry every episode.
every episode he'd cry. Give me back my drugs.
Give me my drugs. Who was it? Who was? Yeah. That dude.
That guy was.
There it is.
That
was him every episode.
The guy from Taxi.
I just kind of wanted to be like, dude, all right with the fucking crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was weird because you're like, he had everything going.
Yeah.
Like everything. And then to end up like that. Let that be a lesson. Just because you got everything going, your butthole gets spread out because
he was
you
addicted
aren't pooping
to
enough.
Everything, right? This
everything,
guy?
Yeah.
I think I remember it being opiates was the big thing.
Opiates will fuck you up. Cocaine will make you get things done. Oop, I just fucking mumbled that out, didn't I?
Yeah. Do you like coke?
I haven't done it in many, many, many decades.
It's weird to picture you on coke.
Oh, it's a lot of
coke. Because you get, like, you know, fired up as is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you?
Never did it. I think what happened was I overdosed so young.
On what?
I took a bunch of GHB.
No way.
Drank a bunch, and I ended up in a coma.
No way.
So when that happened.
Why have I never heard this story?
I don't know. But when what happened was I was young enough where that's a scary enough thing.
Right.
Where you just go like, oh, yeah. I'm just not going to try stuff after that. Like I was on a path of trying things. I was in college. Mm-hmm. You know, you're experimenting with stuff. I feel like I would have gotten there. But it was so traumatic that you just go like, no.
How much GHB did you do?
That time, way too much.
Yeah. How long normally, were you in a coma?
So normally they'd give you a water bottle of GHB if you bought, you know, a few hundred dollars worth, and you would just fill this up.
Right.
This was a hit, a fucking water bottle cap.
Right.
And the night that I OD'd, I've told the story before, but the guy, instead of handing me a water bottle, he was like the main dealer, the guy that had it. He had it in a milk jug, a gallon of milk. So he hands me the milk jug. It's 1 gallon in his car. And he's like, here,
take a sip.
Yeah. So I'm holding it, but you know, it weighs more. I'm not going to pour it into the gallon cap, like this peel off cap. So I'm just like, oh, and jug. I just tip it like that. And I realize like my mouth is full and I'm like, well, I don't want to be rude, you know? And I can't spit it back in his thing. What do I spit it out? Like
I'll just sleep for a couple days.
Yeah. I swallowed it. And I was like, I think I just took like 12 hits of GHB. And I'd already been drinking a lot that night, like a lot. So I just ended up, you know, I passed out and I ended up in the hospital.
So interesting that I wouldn't have expected you to be doing those drugs.
Well, I mean, it was all new to me. It wasn't a long.
You don't even smoke pot anymore, do you?
I ate edibles.
You eat edibles?
Yeah, I prefer it.
Because?
I like that. At first I used to hate edibles because they would just fucking, they'd be so strong.
Right.
Then I discovered mild edibles.
Right.
And I just like once you find a dosage that you like, I feel like I know what I'm getting. It's like having, you know, a glass of wine or something. I just enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'll have a glass of wine with dinner or something sometimes, but I've just never been a real big boozer. And then I feel like the experience of overdosing just totally took me off like an experimental drug path.
Absolutely.
So I just never did that again. So it just happened at that time. I mean, I was literally, I had only smoked weed and drank. And then senior year of high school, second half of the senior year of high school, a friend of mine brought GHB and I didn't even know what that was. And then I tried it one day and it was, like I said, that little Capworth, and it's immediate.
Right.
And you were like just glowing, like, you just felt high immediately.
Right.
But, you know, your eyes didn't turn red like with weed. You didn't smell like mm-hmm. booze. It felt like a great, you know,
great
like
fun
option like to have. Yeah. So I started doing it probably like spring of my senior year of high school. And I OD'd in November of freshman year of college. So I only did it for like, I don't know, 6 months or something.
That's,
you know,
enough. I think that you only need to do it for me.
Yeah. Yeah. But I feel like if I hadn't OD'd, I'm sure I would have kept trying more and more.
You would have been a different human. I'm glad I'm glad you OD'd.
Thanks.
Did Dr. Drew say he's happy that you OD'd too?
I don't, you know, I'm sure I've talked to him about it, but I don't remember.
You should. You should go in and talk to his people before they cry about their back pain.
I know.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you about the time we made our own heroin?
No.
So I'm living, when I just started doing comedy and I'm living with these guys in Vancouver, and this house that we were living in grew poppies, and this guy Blaine came over,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, hey, those are heroin poppies, let's bleed them. So we bled them and then we cooked it down, and then we didn't shoot it, but we smoked it, and I had like the worst time with it.
Really?
And that's what stopped me from doing drugs.
I mean, you got high as fuck.
Oh, I remember I was just, everything was chasing me. I was being chased by everything. And I was just like, oh, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
And I couldn't relax for probably about 12 hours.
I wish you could go into like a program where they're like, do you want to try everything?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. You know, just to see what it's like and like see, you know, have the, but then the, but then
I think
like,
that's called, gonna, isn't that called Colorado?
Yeah, you can do it
just
there.
Everything. You can just do everything.
You can just try everything there.
Yeah, oh, man. Which one would you try if you could try anything right now?
Well, I remember, so when I had Tommy Lee on, I was like, you've done every drug.
Right.
A lot. He was like, yeah. And I was like, what's the best? And he was like, definitely heroin.
Really?
Yeah. But I mean, I think that's shooting it up and everything, you know. Like, I mean, I can say from my hospital stay, the strongest thing they can give you is Dilaudid, which is like basically dialed down heroin, you know. Mm-hmm. It's medicinal opiate. Unreal.
This is from your shoulder and ankle.
Oh my God. Like they fucking give it to you and then you feel that the warm just rush in your chest and then you're like Yeah.
Yeah. Next thing you know, you're sucking dick in the bathroom.
I mean, I was sucking everyone's dick right there in the room. Yeah.
That's the warm feeling.
All the male nurses came in. I was like, take your dicks out. No, I can't say I tried, but like you kind of go, oh, is it down this path? Yeah, I could see how this would be a fun ride.
It wasn't when we made it ourselves. It was not. We probably almost killed ourselves on something is what we did.
I always feel like I would have liked to try it like Coke because I'm a pretty laid back dude. And I'm like, oh, what would,
can't imagine you just getting into people's face and just talking up close.
Talking a bunch. And they're like, what's going on with you? What's up with you, man?
Tommy's on the woof. Oh, that's insane. Oh, I hope my mom doesn't listen to this episode.
Oh, man. Everybody keeps saying that. Like, they'll, every guest is like, well, won't be telling my parents I'm on this.
That's funny. I tell everybody, this is the best show out there. You know that, right? You guys know that, right?
I don't know. We have a lot of fun doing it.
You guys have a lot of fun, and the people that listen to it and the people that work with you, it's just the best one out there. And I'm not being a suck up. I'm telling you, it's the best one out there. Fuck everybody else.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
In honor of Christine and her legacy here on the show.
We'll miss her.
We'll miss her. She's passed. We love her. But how about we watch some of her TikToks?
Oh, I love her TikToks.
Because last time your TikTok segment was so legendary.
Sure, I'm in it.
Okay. I heard you bitches was looking for me. Bitch, here I go.
All right. So here's Christina's curations. Let's get into some of her talks. We'll do a few. Here we go.
We got her all wet. Whoopsie daisy. I got a habit of doing that. I know.
Oh my God. I know somebody that'll eat their ass.
You sure do.
I do. It looks like he lived in that neighborhood too.
Is there anything to eat you?
Is there anything more white trash than just the hot tub?
Yeah, I know. It is. Or have you ever met somebody who, like, they just moved or something, and they're like, yeah, we got this plethora. We got a hot tub. And right. They're like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you lead with?
Yeah, yeah.
That you got a hot tub?
They're trying to fuck you.
They're trying to fuck you. Yeah. Of course they are.
We got a hot tub. Want to jizz in our hot tub?
And when the guy tells you, like, when a guy tells you he's a hot tub, he's like, you can fuck my wife, you know. That's what he's telling you.
I got a hot tub. All right, I'm coming over.
I'll come fuck your wife. All right.
Hey, man, we just got a bad back.
Don't you look at me like that.
What the fuck, Gail?
What the fuck, goddamn fuck do you think? I've been trying to take care of that goddamn cat for 2 weeks because your fucking ass doesn't do it.
Because my fucking ass.
No, you don't.
Okay.
God damn it.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Where the mouth doesn't add up to the brain.
We've played this woman before on this show.
How tall is she?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, but I guess she was on the talk. How tall do you think she is?
I think she's shorter than that truck, right?
Is that a truck bed?
Yeah.
What is she, like fucking 4'11"?
Yeah.
No, but she's standing over the hood of the sedan behind her.
Oh, that's true.
It's just weird perspective. Or it might be one of them real cool trucks with super swampers.
Oh, it's got the mutters on it.
Yep.
Oh my God.
She's real fucking pissed about that cat.
She's pissed about that guy. Do you gotta take care of that son of a bitch?
Fucking ass. Your fucking ass.
Oh man, it stole my wig many times.
It's so weird. It's still alarming when you hear old lady drop F bombs.
Oh, I love it.
I know, it's the best.
Oh, I love
Do your
it.
Parents curse?
My mom does like a sailor.
She does?
Yeah. Just like, man, that fucking guy down the street.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
That's the best.
My dad does it. It doesn't sound right. He's like, oh, your fucking mom. And I'm just like, oh, easy dude.
The old people and kids, so both of my kids are saying a lot of curse words, and it's getting more.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, so we were reading the snake book with my five-year-old. He goes, look how fucking long he is. And I go, hey, man. I go, no, you can't say that. And then he goes, what if a snake ate a bird? Wouldn't that be fucking silly? And I go, you can't just say that all the time, man. And he was looking at me like, what? I go, you just can't.
He's confused. It's the way mom talks.
Yeah. And then and then the little one who, you know, he's two, so he has like kind of baby talk thing. Mm-hmm. He's just like, he goes, it's a fucking fell on the ground. I'm like, yo, what are you saying, man? And then he still says, God fucking damn it.
When no way.
Up. Yeah. Because I say it.
God damn it.
So I'll be like, God fucking damn it. And then he walks around the corner. He'll go, God fucking damn it. And I'm like, I just turn. I'm like, I'm not going to acknowledge that.
I'm not going to say it, but your kid should be taken away.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you did say it.
Well, I was just—I'm not going to say it though. I just put it out there, just because, you know, really, this lady should be taking care of them.
All right, for all my TikTok peeps out there, I'm trying the new Carl's Jr. waffle chicken sandwich, mm-hmm. fries, Oreo cookie shake. Let me see what it tastes like. Mm.
He's taking care of himself.
Yeah.
Not bad. Quite tasty. Yummy. Num num num. All right. Mm.
Oh, this is fucking awesome. Oh, God, I guarantee he gets a show on fucking the Food Channel. What is that burger, too? What is that?
It looks like that it has...
a waffle, right?
Yeah, it's a waffle as the bun, and then I think it's fried chicken. So, you know, chicken and waffles. And
his V-neck's out of control, too.
Yeah, right? I think everything's kind of out of control on him. His diet's out of control. I'll tell you this, he doesn't shit once every few weeks.
Oh, he shits every hour, that guy. That's diarrhea right there.
Yeah. If he stood on the seat, it would just be shit all over the walls behind him.
He wouldn't even hit the toilet. Just like
he'd be like, look down, be like, oh God. Wow, clean shit. There's nothing there.
Oh my God.
Gross.
Oh. Thank God, chasing your emotions, lay all your love on me. Thank God, chasing your emotions, lay all your love on me.
Wow, she screwed up that TLC song. I think she was trying to say waterfalls, right?
Chasing waterfalls? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's a really interesting take on that classic.
That right there is why I don't want to have kids. Because somebody's kid's going to grow up to be like that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, and chances are it'd be mine.
That was so disturbing.
That was really... so...
Hey, I don't like this one.
Nice choice, Christina.
Dad bawd my ass.
Oh, boy.
Look at that shit.
My God. All right.
Okay. Mm.
Very nice.
Letting you know. He's letting you know he's got a nice body still again.
Was his bottom part, like, huge, and then he had small upper body? Can we see it again?
Sure.
Like he had...
Dad bawd my ass.
Compared to his top.
That shit.
Doing too many leg days.
He needs to dial back leg day. Yeah.
My God. And he's got a Hitler mustache, right?
He seems like he does. He definitely has an interesting lighting concept and nice ceiling fan going.
Oh, man. And you know there's...
Hitting all his marks.
Yeah, dead bodies all over the place.
Oh, this dude's closet is... there's quite a few skeletons in there.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
What the fuck?
Was it fish eggs?
I don't know what that was. Was that fish piss or eggs?
I think he was squeezing fish eggs into his mouth.
My God, dude.
Oh, good
it looked
for
like
him.
Blood.
It's fish eggs. Yeah. Just fucking...
He made himself sick with it. He's like...
He's having too much. What is it? No, it's not called roe. What do they call that? When fish eggs.
Thought it was roe. Salmon roe.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
I have to tell you, this is one of those images where I can say I've never seen someone do this before this moment.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I have.
You have?
Yeah. You've seen a dumb fisherman just pick it up and just joke with it. Like, this guy's nothing. This guy's put on a shirt, you fucking freak.
God.
What's it? Okay, what's this that? I haven't.
What's this? Oh, those are bugs. Oh, man. Got them nice and seasoned. Is that good?
Oh, my God. Oh, that one
got away.
I wonder.
I don't know. Annie, would you eat that? No?
Okay, don't answer then.
Oh, he took it off. Oh.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I could not.
You disassociated for that?
Yes.
Yeah? Yes. I was I'm asking sorry, if you would eat that.
Come on. Why?
Yeah.
Why would you do this?
Do you think it's spicy, that stuff?
I do.
What's that bowl? Is that like
what are those bugs?
Who cares about that? We've all seen bugs. What about the art this guy's put together? The bowl and the hot sauce.
Oh, it's quite a collection he's got going. I mean, even what's behind him, I'm like, is that a natural?
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
My God, where do you think this is? Definitely
Cleveland.
Yeah. I was gonna say Yucca Valley.
No, this is it's an Asian
Thailand.
Yeah, maybe Thailand.
Yeah.
Damn.
Good for him though, getting out there and making a video of it.
Here's the thing. I'll say this. He's in shape.
Yeah, he is definitely in shape. He's the Anthony Bourdain of bug people.
Yeah. Doesn't say much.
Doesn't say much.
Not much on the talking, but.
No, he does not say much. He's too busy trying to. Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Oh, I know a thin guy that poops like this every 2 weeks. That is exactly what you look like if you don't poo for 2 weeks. Oh.
That is probably Annie's face.
Yeah.
Can we have somebody just took Annie's face and put it all over this guy's videos?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, email it to yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. Yeah. And the subject, any face replacement.
There you go.
Thanks, Tom.
Good morning, TikTok. Happy Thursday. Hope everyone had a great night last night and ready for a great day today. It's almost weekend, so let's get ready. One more day till the weekend, and let's get excited for a three-day weekend. Have a blessed day.
My God, is that the guy that jumped off the roof? Look at his legs, how they're stuck.
And all his enthusiasm is totally doesn't match his body anymore.
No, he's fucking thrilled, that guy.
This guy. Happy Thursday, and it's almost the weekend.
Some people's TikTok is just amazing.
This
is
one of those. Amazing, yeah.
He just does so much great. I guess that's a Stitch. Is that a Stitch one?
I don't know. He's standing in his garage.
Yeah.
And
somebody's stolen a suit jacket.
And his message is like, let's just get through today.
Guys, guys, we got to get to the weekend.
Guys, are you excited that the weekend's here? Oh, man.
So a lot of you may not realize this, but TPE does in fact stain. So I'll show you a little bit of some doll maintenance 101 tips. So here's how my doll looks right now. And if you look on the leg over here, you'll notice a slight, I think I pull it up, like right about on here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And right here is a little bit of a stain. I did some toothpaste removal on earlier on my other leg.
I'm good on this
or
one.
Or my fingers. There was some.
That's enough for me. Thank you.
I'm shocked and surprised that guy fucks kids' dolls.
That was, yeah.
I like that he's wearing gloves.
Oh, he really takes care of these dolls, man.
Does he fuck them?
Of course. I mean, you got to fuck your dolls.
Oh, okay, apologize.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I fucked this doll like 16 times.
16 times. Yeah.
Samantha is going to try for her first time to actually knock me out using just the sound and the energy projection. Let me get this out of the way.
Please do.
Look, he takes care of himself too. This black belt definitely looks like a high level.
Looks like a potato
athlete.
On sticks.
You ready, babe?
Yes, sir.
Just use energy now.
Flip him.
Sit him up.
man.
Wow.
And some people are shocked that QAnon is actually a thing. I'm okay. Oh, damaged, but good.
Is that a lot of energy, sir?
Why would you throw that ball of energy at me?
Do you follow that channel on Instagram?
Which one?
Is it Mick Dojo Life? It's so funny.
Is this it?
It's all stuff like this. I mean, I'm sure.
I might have to follow it now.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Are they pretending or are they, like, do they know they're pretending?
Yeah,
or
it's Mick Dojo Life. MC. Yeah, yeah, that's it. And it's just showing martial arts nonsense, you know, like people claiming that they're showing you like something real.
That's what martial arts used to be. And then all of a sudden it turned into actual real stuff. People actually fighting. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like 70s and 80s. It was just like,
it was just like parading around. Yeah. Yeah. It's just people doing this. Yeah, you can close this one.
Yeah. So do you think all four of them own hot tubs?
For sure.
Absolutely.
You
right.
can fuck every one of their wives.
Yes. Absolutely.
Even the ladies.
Even the ladies' wives.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So wait, tell me people where they can start hearing, like you're telling me the podcast thing.
So there's a podcast called Sword and Scale.
Yeah, which is really well known.
It's a true crime podcast,
yeah.
Mostly murder.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm part of the after show, me and another guy, Matt Fondelier. We do an after show on these episodes and starting July.
So it'll be like a companion to the Sword and Scale
show. So it's a rewind show.
That's
cool. Yeah, we do a rewind show.
And you'll talk about that episode.
Yes.
And that crime or whatever it was.
And I would say stupid stuff and get us into trouble all the time.
And, gotcha.
And Mike Boudet, who does Sword and Scale, comes on every so often and we just talk about these murders because they're just out of control. It's kind of like Dateline, but he takes it another step. It's nothing hold back, and he does these investigations. It's a really good podcast.
Does he actually investigate them?
Yeah, he's got a crew, and they do interviews and stuff like that, and they go out and they talk to people that were involved in these things and really
wow.
get to the deep of it. And it's just people are fucking weird, man.
Weird.
Yeah. So if you like true crime and then if you like my stupidness, check that out.
That's
so
awesome.
It's the Sword and Scale Rewind.
Sword and Scale Rewind. And don't forget, you can see Ian Bagg at the Ontario Improv July 1st through 3rd. If you've never seen him live, it is an experience. You definitely should go. More shows coming up on the site, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, ianbagg.com. And thank you for, honest to God, your people have been so kind to me. They've been coming out to shows and saying nice things.
Dude, it's all because of you, man.
No, it's you guys.
You're hilarious. You've always been. And so
you guys, I just want to say nice things, but you know.
I'm so happy that that's happening. So definitely support Ian. Go to his shows, listen to the podcasts. And thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me. One more question. Yeah. What kind of toilet paper do you use after 2 weeks of not shitting?
You mean like what brand?
Like, yeah, do you like it soft? Do you hose yourself down or what do you do?
I am what is it? It's Charmin. Charmin triple roll.
Is the cleanup crazy after a 2 week?
Is there blood?
No blood. Is it crazy? It takes long. Yeah, it's a long process.
Yeah,
I mean, I got the process down at this point, you know?
Sure.
You
2 hours.
Put it in the sink and then you wipe and then you do the wet wipe and then you do the dry wipe.
Well, I'm back.
We gotta
up.
Get you a tushy in there.
Anybody else?
Something to spray your hole down, you know?
Anybody else here put it in the sink?
It's feet.
You didn't hear him say that?
Yeah, I know. Everything with him is different.
What do you put in the sink?
The toilet paper. Like, you wet it. You know
he's saying he's wet.
Oh, okay. I thought afterwards.
He puts his asshole in the sink?
Yeah. He was like, put the asshole in the sink. No. Wash that down.
You know the standard thing where you crawl into a sink and you put your asshole under the spout.
He's just curved up.
Yeah. He probably could fit in there. So I
no, he's in great shape. He's a good-looking man. Just and nothing slows him down.
No, nothing.
He's never said this before he went out. Just a second. I got to go to the bathroom.
I'm going to take a shit. I'll see you in 3 hours, man.
Yeah. You go right to the event with him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Girls, he's available.
Available.
Let him eat your ass.
All right. Ian, thank you, man.
All right. I've had enough of you. Thanks for having me on your Black Panther Party show.
I love you. All right. Bye, guys.
men from jail, homeless, or you're a thug, you want to come move in, a friend can move in for two, man, free rent, you get a lease and a key, fuck me, piss on me, beat me, home, you know, you see me, want to come over today and try it out, man, if you're in my building, try it out, you want to fucking piss on me, try it out, out. I'm a black guy, free rent, 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 try it out, out. I need you to fuck a lot, man, free rent, 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 try it out, out. Free rent, 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 try it out, out. Fuck, man, I need to be fucked with free rent, 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 try it out, out. Black guys who love to fuck good. Jail, homeless, or white trash, trash. Black guys who love to fuck good. Thug, wanna come, white trash, trash. Black guys who love to fuck good. Piss on me, beat me, oh man, trash, trash. Black guys who love to fuck good. Fuck, jail. I'm black guy, free rent, rent, rent. Try it out, out. I need to be fucked a lot, man. Free rent, 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 rent. Try it out, out. Dude, fuck me. Free rent, 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 rent. Try it out, out. Fuck, man. I need to be fucked a lot. Free rent, 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 rent. Try it out, out.
Hey, you wanna play tic-tac-toe in my face, man? Go tick, tack, toe. Then you put X, X. Oh, yeah.